April 28th, Harper Lee, a friend of Truman Capote. On this day in 1926, American author Harper Lee was born. She lived in Monroeville, Alabama, as a child, just down the road from her friend Truman Capote. Her best-selling novel about racism and injustice in the Deep South, To Kill a Mockingbird, largely mirrored her own life. Her father was a respected attorney who defended black people accused of murder and failed to get an acquittal, just like the book. It won her the Pulitzer Prize and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. The book sold over 10 million copies, and she never wrote another one, saying she could not go through the emotional pain of publication again. Here's a poem by Bengali poet Rabindranath Tagore called Lost Star. When the creation was new and all the stars shone in their first splendor, the gods held their assembly in the sky and sang, Oh, the picture of perfection, the joy unalloyed. But one cried of a sudden, It seems that somewhere there is a break in the chain of light, and one of the stars has been lost. The golden string of their harp snapped. Their song stopped, and they cried in dismay. Yes, that lost star was the best. She was the glory of all heavens. From that day, the search is unceasing for her, and the cry goes on from one to the other, that in her the world has lost its one joy. Only in the deepest silence of night the stars smile and whisper among themselves. Vain is this seeking of unbroken perfection over all. Today I will remember the words of St. Peter. Be all of one mind, having compassion one for another, not rendering evil for evil.